Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, the group behind the effort to recall Judge Aaron Persky is getting some backing from the state's attorney general. Persky was targeted after sentencing a former Stanford swimmer who sexually assaulted a woman on campus to only 6 months in jail. So, Phil, what is the attorney general saying?
Basically, what the attorney general is saying, we're not involved in this, and that is a big step. It's going to be very interesting. Opponents of the recall are saying that it's unfair that the judge was just following sort of pre-chartered waters as far as sentencing reports go, say that in effect that it is the state and not the counties that should be in charge of this, and that the petitions being gathered at the county level to recall the judge, who was a county judge, should in fact go through the Secretary of State on the grounds that the judge, while serving locally, was actually appointed by the governor. The attorney general says, no, we're knocking it back. It's going to be run by the county. And he is, in effect, the lawyer for the Secretary of State. So rather than have the brakes put on this recall drive while they move it from the state to the county, it's back at the county. And again, I think in just in a couple of days, they're going to be back there collecting signatures again, if it stands.
All right, Phil, give us your spin on this. What's going on?
Well, what's going on is Judge Persky's lawyers are trying to put the brakes on this. What they're saying is that, you know, this really needs to go through the state process for a recall, something that would keep it off this, next year's June ballot and maybe move it to November if they qualify it with the 58,000 signatures that they need. They're trying to take it out of the local courts. But what you got to understand is, while your judge may have been appointed by the governor, they run for re-election every 6 years, and therefore it is a local matter. And so that's what they're saying. It's locals. And if they can't get the state to interfere, then the county is going to go ahead with this recall effort. And if you look at the polling numbers, at least initially after his decision were made, 66% said it was grounds for recall. So we can have a legal debate on it, but on the court of public opinion, the judge is in trouble.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.